Where is Ports?
Thank you.
Sick.
Under the weather.
Mm. We're the same person.
Upper body.
I heard that, yeah.
Dean, last night it was Isaac's line, tonight it's Charlie Coyle's line. What did you see out of that line, and maybe early that indicated they had things going?
Well, they've played really well, and you know, for a while now, obviously, and they just haven't got rewarded. They've been around the net, doing all the right things in, all three zones. So yeah, just nice for them to get rewarded here tonight.
How much confidence does it give you as a coaching staff when all four lines are playing like that and when your goaltending's playing the way they are?
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it this morning, but, you know, the depth is obviously what, you know, coaches and teams want, clearly. It's nice to, you know, we play, 15 back-to-back games. So if you can play all four lines, all 6D, and you can, you know, have confidence that both goaltenders can play, then it's great, right? I mean, it's a grind. At some points throughout this season, especially with the Olympic break, things are jammed in. So to have that, that depth that we have and having everybody going, it's been a lot of fun for that way.
I know you have a confident group in there, but when you get the kind of nights that you had on back-to-back from just lots of depth scoring and whatnot, does it add even a little bit more in there, just kind of a reassurance that, hey, even if the top guys aren't going, the puck can still go in the net?
Yeah, I think everybody feels, you know, part of it. And I think the leadership group in there facilitates that, allows everybody to, feel part of it. And, it's easy. We talked about it this morning as far as, you know, dispersing the minutes through, you know, the entire team, just forget about the forwards, the D as well. And again, the goaltenders, we can feel very good to go with both guys. So, there should be a confidence level, up and down the lineup.
My team, I think Boston, the depth thing is the fact that, if I counted correctly, 7 points from defensemen in the past two games. Can you speak to that part of the depth? And, other question is, Zach Werenski sat for a couple shifts, I think, and the third, was that just a load management thing?
Yeah, I mean, games, where it's at. So, I think you'll see, if you really look at it, we try to, you didn't play as much as you would normally play if it's an even game or whatever. So, but everybody still played, it wasn't, but it's nice to get the D involved. We talk about that a lot, getting part of our offensive structure, and today's game, you need that. Can't just be the forwards that are, getting involved. The defense, the goaltenders are too good in this league, so for us to get the D involved is great.
You mentioned the back-to-back earlier, especially in the first period, a lot of speed there, there's certainly energy.
Yeah.
How important is the adjustment to being ready to handle the second night, to have more speed, to be able to jump out like that? And there are little changes that you're making to help get that happen.
Well, I think you guys already talked about it too, right? Is that we're fresh, right? We're not, we didn't expend a ton of energy last night, even though we go to overtime. We're able to, get the minutes down for some people that would play more, in the back-to-back in the second night. But we thought our start, which is a credit to the guys in the room, they're ready to go. We didn't skate this morning, but they're prepared to play at the drop of the puck. And again, Toronto pushed in the second period. We had a little, lull or whatever, and because of their push, but again, what we like is that we stuck around, we hung in the game, even though they pushed and they they score a goal, we were fine with it, right? We were able to recover and then move forward, so that's exciting for us.
A year ago around this time, you guys had maybe a few stumbles here and there early that later in the season, when you finish 2 points out of the playoffs, you look back and go, God, could we have won that one or this one or gotten a point there? Are you sensing this year, you know, that is still kind of driving this team this early as far as urgency, not panic, but urgency?
Yeah, I mean, we made a point, you know, to correct some things that we thought we needed to correct from last year to not make the playoffs by, you know, 2 points. So, yeah, it's important that there might be a game that one of these games maybe gets us in, maybe it doesn't get us in if we're on the right side or the wrong side. So, yeah, the players are aware of it. Obviously, we've talked about it as a team. And, yeah, if we can... I mean, every point in the season, like everybody's always like, you know, this is the most important point or whatever, but they're all important. And the more that you can play with that consistency and gather points each and every night, obviously, it'll give us a better chance at the end.
Thanks,
guys. Thanks.
Enjoy your day off. Rock doesn't get a day off.
Nope, I'll be your day off tomorrow.